This is KUT. Campaigning for the November elections usually hits high gear around this time. Political ads and mailers become more prevalent, and then there's the more one-on-one campaigning. The nostalgic view often has images of politicians walking through a neighborhood, knocking on doors, shaking hands, and kissing babies. But it's a modern world we live in, filled with smartphones and geotargeting. So has all that changed how politicians run their races? KUT's Ben Philpott reports.
The short answer is yes, of course. But also, no. Let's start with the no. Brian Smith is a political science professor at St. Edward's University. He says local elections absolutely rely on a traditional political ground game. So expect that in the Austin City Council races under new geographic representation.
It's going around meeting your neighbors, attending civic events, putting signs in the yard, because that's the only way you're going to actually generate any name recognition.
He says local campaigns often don't have enough money to do TV advertising, especially when most of the people who see the ad live outside the district in question. So, along with block walking, campaigns are using cheaper and more targeted digital tools. Burrell Associates, a Virginia-based media consulting firm, recently released a report on just how much money campaigns are spending on digital ads. The firm's vice president, Kip Cassino, says digital spending is way, way up. But
it's still going to be only about 2 cents out of every dollar spent. Most of it's still going to TV. However, in 2016, based on what's happening this year, we're looking for it to go up to 10% of what's being spent.
Cassino says digital advertising is also more versatile. While a TV ad can grab votes, a web ad can get votes, money, and campaign volunteers. Ross Ramsey is executive editor of the Texas Tribune, KUT's political reporting partner. Just like April showers bring May flowers, digital outreach in the summer leads to ground game support in the fall.
The campaigns are trying to raise money. They're trying to get the supporters who are going to be activists, who are going to go door to door and that kind of thing, engaged and ready to go for the fall campaign.
A group called Battleground Texas has made door knocking and phone banks a centerpiece of its goal to, quote, turn Texas blue and elect Democratic gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis. Executive Director Jim Brown says getting people involved in a ground game online can have a multiplier effect.
Find people online and talk to them and get them involved and then invite them to events offline where they come and make a phone call or knock a door and then they post online that that's what they were doing and that gets more of their friends engaged and then it's their friends also go knock doors and make phone calls and it's sort of a cycle of involvement that includes online and offline.
And when those people head out to do some good old-fashioned door knocking, the info campaigns collect from online outreach like Facebook, Twitter, and other sites help them guide those on-the-ground volunteers to the right doors. Again, Burrell Associates, Kip Cassino.
People are absolutely able to use and starting to use access to data to determine how likely they are to win, who has to vote for them to win, who is likely to vote for them, and what the issues they need to be talking about are.
So yes, the ground game of your parents and grandparents is still in use today. But the campaigns use the ability to collect, search, and analyze data to make sure they're only knocking on doors that will open and maybe invite the volunteer in for coffee. Ben Philpott, KUT News.